Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't talk about, or maybe they don't realize. Narcissists are filled with anxiety. A lot of why they do what they do is because they're anxious people, okay? They're very fearful people. They're fearful that they're not going to be good enough. They're fearful to be looked at in an inferior light. So, you know, they can't internalize being less than, okay? They are people that are not, they don't feel complete inside. They're not happy with themselves. Subconsciously, they're not happy with themselves. And they're constantly seeking, you know, instant gratification, instant pleasures. They don't care who they hurt along the line. And a lot of this is driven by their anxieties, their fears. Narcissists are very fearful people, okay? That's why they're so worried about their image. They're worried about if they go out, they don't look right. If there's a piece of lint on their shirt, if there's a wrinkle in their shirt, they're always, you know, concerned that people are going to judge them or criticize them, and it's going to, you know, make them feel even lower about themselves, and it's going to cause them to feel some sort of shame. A narcissist is not somebody that can just go with the flow, okay? They're very worried about what people think about them, especially the covert narcissist. That's why the covert narcissist can't take you on toe-to-toe, because they're afraid. They're anxious people. They're afraid. So they have to do everything in a sneaky type of passive-aggressive way. They do things behind your back so that you can never point the finger at them. And why is that? Number one, they're cowards, but they're also very, very fearful people. People that are cowards are fearful people, okay? They're afraid. So understand this. You know, you're not dealing with a well-balanced individual that can, you know, handle when things don't go their way. That's another reason too. When you deal with a narcissist, they're a nitpicker in the home. They don't like the way you clean. They don't like the way you cook. They have to always put you down to lift themselves up. A lot of them are nervous wrecks, all right? Or they're control freaks, where they have to control everything. Now, what would make somebody a control freak? Because a lot of times as they were growing up, they didn't feel like they were in control of their environment. That they either came from a type of environment where it was trauma-based, where, you know, there was a lot of, they felt undervalidated and they didn't get that love and nourishment and they just couldn't handle it, or they were overvalidated and they were spoiled. But they didn't feel that sense of control. So they have this constant sense of control. And why do they need this constant sense of control? Because of that inner anxiety within them. They feel by controlling their environment, by controlling people around them, it gives them a sense of peace in a way. It makes them feel calmer to know that they're in control of everything, because they feel so out of control from their, you know, their childhood experiences. So you're not going to change that. The narcissists themselves have to be able to look within themselves and see why they feel a certain way. See, narcissists, again, they can't deal with shame, so they can't introspect and look at themselves and say, you know what, I have a problem here. I'm a very anxious person, or I have to always, you know, tell everybody else what to do. Or I can't, you know, feel less than somebody else. So I have this need, I got to put other people down in order to feel better about myself. Why? Again, because of this fear, because of this anxiety. And a lot of people like to equate ADHD with narcissism, okay? And they say, don't get the two confused, and you shouldn't get the two confused. The thing with ADHD and the thing with narcissism is, people with ADHD can have a lot of anxiety, okay? Just like people with narcissism can have a lot of anxiety. But the difference, okay, is that somebody with ADHD what they do is not based on, you know, their own selfish needs. They don't, you know, they don't do things with a malintent the way a narcissist can do things with a malintent for their own benefit. So people with ADHD don't do it because they're looking to get over on somebody or they're looking to hurt somebody. They do it because they have a lot of anxiety. How do I know? I have a son who's very ADHD, and you've never seen anxiety like you've seen in this kid. And let me tell you something. Anxiety is no joke, all right? No joke. Because when you've seen the extreme of what anxiety can do, it could give people panic attacks. It could make them aggressive. It could do a series of different things. It could destroy somebody. It could cause them to go into depression. So all of these things, anxiety is a very, very serious, serious illness, all right? But see, with the narcissist, all of this is, you know, their personality disorder in feeling less than. It's all about their ego of feeling less than. They have that anxiety and that fear that their image is not going to be looked at or it's going to be looked at in a derogatory state by people, and they just can't stand it. They just can't stand it. So this is why what they do is they project all of that anxiety and they make you anxious. When you're with a narcissist, let's say you go on vacation with a narcissist, it is going to be one of the worst vacations you ever went on, okay? How do I know? Because I've done it with different narcissists, and it was always filled with stress, okay? Why? Because the narcissist had to control everything. They had to control where we ate. They had to control where we went. They complained about the place, all right? And what do? They ruin a good time. Why? Because of that anxiety, that nervousness, that need for control. So when you spend a lot of time with a narcissist or you go away with a narcissist, they can't just go with the flow. They can't just accept things for not being perfect. They always want that perfection. Or they could be the kind of people that when you go to a restaurant, they could be a nitpicker about the service. They could be a nitpicker about the food. They always have their mouth open about how they don't like this or this wasn't good or something like that. And all of this negativity, guess what? They're going to put it on you and make you feel nervous. They're going to stress you out. And they're going to leave you in a mental state, okay? That's why a lot of people, after dealing with a narcissist, they're going for therapy because they themselves become anxious because of living with a stressful person, an anxious, stressful narcissist who is difficult. Because a narcissist, if you try to tell a narcissist how to do something, for instance, let's say you tell them how to cut the grass, they're not going to want anybody to tell them what to do or to judge their work. And they may get very angry about it. If you're dealing with an overt or a malignant narcissist, they're going to get very angry about it. They may start shouting at you to the point where you're afraid to open your mouth. Or if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they're going to get angry. But what a covert narcissist does is they tell you everything's all right, but internally they're angry and they'll pay you back later on in a passive aggressive manner. How do they do that? By being cold to you, being silent in front of your family to make you feel uncomfortable. But then they lie and they tell you, well, everything's all right. Okay. So all of this, okay, because they don't want to be, when they have a problem with you, they're going to project all of that anxiety onto you and make you a nervous person. Not only that, they're blame shifters. So it's never the narcissist's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. It's your fault why things are the way they are. It's somebody else's fault. It's always someone else's fault when it comes to a narcissist because, again, they can't take accountability because, you know, they can't deal with shame. To deal with shame causes more anxiety and it causes them unrest and makes them a nervous wreck. So they block that out and they deflect that shame and they put all of it onto you. All of that toxicity of the narcissist, the criticisms, the judgments, the putting you down is all going to be projected and flipped onto you. And you, because you're not a narcissist, is going to sit there and second guess yourself and say, well, you know, maybe I am the problem. Maybe it's me. Maybe I shouldn't have said something. And this is where they make people into a basket case, all right? Not because there's anything wrong with you, but because of the manipulation of the narcissist in making you think that you have a problem. And so where does that leave you? That leaves you in a state where you're going to therapy thinking that you have a problem, or you start taking medications to try to cure that problem, when really the cure of that problem is to realize that that narcissist projected all of their toxic qualities onto you and made you the nervous wreck, okay? Made you the nervous wreck. I can't tell you, because I've coached a few people with regard to, and they've told me they actually felt suicidal after the breakup with the narcissist because they were so depressed, they were so anxious, they all thought that they had done something wrong. And I told them, do not take this personally. They would have done it to anybody, and they're going to do it to the next person. Never, ever put that narcissist up on a pedestal. This is why you've got to be focused with narcissists, and you got to be able to recognize when they're trying to blame shift or they're trying to gaslight you, and you've got to say to yourself, you know what? The problem isn't me. The problem is I'm dealing with a toxic person. But what a narcissist does, and especially a covert narcissist, is they have power in numbers. And so what they'll do is they'll triangulate and they'll say, well, you know, even your brother says this about you, or even so-and-so says this about you, or even your aunt says this about you. So they think by having other people in their corner to back them, even though they've manipulated these people, they think, you know, they are right. When you have to have enough sense to see it for what it is. That's why I tell you guys, you've got to always walk in the truth. Walk in the facts. Keep your minds focused on the facts. When you keep your mind focused on the facts, you will realize when somebody is trying to confuse you. The minute that you sit there and you start to question something and it just doesn't seem right, you're dealing with a manipulator, you're dealing with a gaslighter, you're dealing with somebody who's trying to play mind games on you to confuse you, all right? So, you know, this is the way I was for so many years. I always thought it was me, I was the problem. I even went to therapy. That didn't even work, okay? Why? Because I wasn't the problem. The problem was I was dealing with someone who didn't communicate and tell me internally what he was going through, okay? That was the problem. I was dealing with a covert narcissist that confused me and told me everything's all right, but I felt the coldness. I felt the monkey in the room, but I couldn't pinpoint it because I had somebody telling me everything's all right, okay? And I didn't realize that I was dealing with a covert narcissist who was gaslighting me. So eventually, when you have these kind of people around you, you start to think that you're the problem, and you're not the problem. You're dealing with a toxic person who's filled with anxiety, who has to control everything, who plays mind games on you to make you feel like you're the problem. And why is this? Because they are fucked up from their childhoods, okay? There's a certain genetic predisposition with their personality and their temperament, and, you know, the impact of their childhood, of how they grew up, you know, whether they were validated, overvalidated, undervalidated, their environment that they came in, and, you know, the behaviors that they may have learned along the way, maybe from seeing toxic parents as well. These people We're not able to deal with shame, okay? And this is all part of their fears and their anxiety, their fear of shame. They're not like you and I. Understand this. I'm the type of person, if I have a problem, I'll sit down with you and we'll talk about it. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion, and I'm not afraid if somebody has something to say about me. I can own when I'm wrong, all right? But with a narcissist, they can't do that. That's why I tell you guys all the time, how somebody fights or how somebody resolves conflict tells you what type of person you're dealing with. And how they fight tells you what type of person you're dealing with. A covert narcissist is not going to fight you directly. They're going to fight you indirectly in a passive-aggressive manner behind your back. They're backstabbers. They're gossipers. They'll try to hurt you with other people by trying to alienate you from those people by ruining your reputation and smearing you. Whereas an overt, grandiose, or malignant narcissist, they may tell you straight to your face, all right? So that's why we always say covert narcissists are the most dangerous, but really, it's the covert malignant narcissist that's really dangerous. A malignant narcissist is very, very dangerous. Everybody talks about covert narcissists, all right? But a malignant narcissist will knock your head off, okay? So if you've never dealt with a malignant narcissist, trust and believe you haven't seen the most dangerous narcissists, okay? I just want to clarify that. And people that have dealt with malignant narcissists know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm not going to get into that in this podcast because that's not what it's about. It's just basically to give you an understanding about where that narcissist is coming from and why they do what they do. They do what they do because they're nervous, anxious, people that never felt control growing up, and they have this thirst for control now and this thirst to fill up that emptiness inside them. But the anxiety, the fears, the stresses that they've had, they will inflict on whoever they're dealing with. They're going to put all that on somebody else. That's why I just did a reel too, where I talked about how a narcissist always has a target, or a narcissist always has a victim. They've always got to project all of that shame and toxicity onto somebody. And when you remove yourself from the narcissist's life, guess what? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to replace the next victim. So they're always going to have a victim to project and who to attack, whether directly or indirectly, all of that anxiety, all of that shame onto that person. This is why I tell you, and so many other people tell you, that you need to get away from these people because they will destroy your spirit, they will destroy your soul, they will destroy your health, and they will make you a basket case, okay? Because unless you know who the fuck you are and you know you could spot these people and you've had the experience, like I've had the experience, I could spot these people when they try to play games with me and, you know, I'll put them right in their place. But that's only because I've had the experience. There were many years that I suffered emotional abuse, not knowing what was going on. And it was through education and knowledge. This is your key in you know, picking out these people and spotting them so that they don't play mind games, mind fuck you, and you sit there and think that you are the problem, all because of their insecure personality, you know, their insecure ego, the anxiety that they have, okay, because they're a nervous wreck internally and feel like they've got to put somebody down in order to make themselves feel better, all right? Or they need to have that control in order to make themselves feel better. You can never win with a narcissist. The way you win with a narcissist is to get away from them, okay? Never ever sit there and feel like you ever have to defend yourself to a narcissist. Because the minute that you find out that they are toxic is the minute that you disengage. You don't have to explain yourself to somebody toxic, okay? You walk away from toxic. So, you guys, it's like this. This is what these people are. You're not going to change them. I'm not going to change them. You have to accept them for what they are. And if you have to deal with them, minimal contact, gray rock, and understand that you're dealing with a very insecure person that is an anxious mess that is filled with anxiety. And because they have all of these, you know, anxiety-driven, control-driven, you know, internalization problems inside themselves, they are going to project it all onto you. So you need to get away from them. There's no reasoning with a narcissist. Understand that. You're not going to be able to reason with a narcissist because they only see what they want to see, okay? So I hope that helps you guys to understand a little better of the narcissist. Always know who you're dealing with, okay? Always in life, know who you're dealing with. No matter who it is, in business, in families, in relationships, the better you understand who that person is, the more you'll understand why they do what they do, and the more you realize that you have to step back from that toxicity, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast. Have a great day. And you guys, remember who you are, and remember that never, ever let anybody project all of that nervousness and anxiety on you, or they will affect your mental state and they will affect your health. You've got to walk away from it, okay? So don't forget, press the subscribe button, share the podcast, and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.